Blog Talk Radio.
Where Brooklyn at? Where Brooklyn at? Where Brooklyn at? Where Brooklyn at? We gon' do it like this. Hey, time you ready? Check it. I got 7 Mac 11s, about 8, 38, 9, 9, 10 Mac 10s. The shit never ends. You can't touch my riches, even if you had MC Hammer and the 357 bitches. Biggie Small, the millionaire, the mansion, the yacht, the 2 weak spots, the 2 hot blocks. That's how I got the weed spot. I shot Dredd in the head, took the bread and the lamb spread. Little Gotti got the shotty to your body, so don't resist, or you might slip, slip, slip. I tote guns, I make number runs, I give MCs the runs dripping. When I throw my clip in the AK, I slay from far away. Everybody hit the DECK. My slow flow's remarkable. Peace to Mateo. Now we smoke weed like Tony Montana, sip the yayo. That's crazy blunt. Bad hells, my boy Jaquel from the avenue to jail cell. Oh my god, I'm chopping shit like a pigeon. I hope you're listening, smacking babies at they christening.
Motherfucking big floor. What you gonna do with it, Tupac? Yeah, what about the fucking dog?
What's going on? What's popping? What's hood? This is Brooklyn Black, and this is pregame session 2. All right. Also, like I said in the first show, if you guys need something to do and you're in Brooklyn, go to Club Gravity tonight. Club Gravity tonight is popping. It's the made-for-TV event brought to you by the Die Rich Ladies. Well, it's after 12 o'clock, so no one's free, but still, the cover is not, you know, too crazy. You can still afford to get in on a tight budget. So, we're going to, you know, go on to a couple of things. Like, for instance, on Father's Day on the 20th, the Cash Administration, they proudly present their Father's Day jam, recognizing all fathers out there doing their job, doing their thing. That's going down at Bon King Park. That's in the corner of Marcy Ave and Tompkins. Bed-Stuy, Brooklyn Stand Up. Live performance by Brooklyn Cashmere and others. Free barbecue, we've even bring stuff to. Either or, it's going to be a, you know, nice event, like I said, celebrating all the fathers and everything like that. If you are in the village, my homegirl Sophie's having a birthday party at the Slate Lounge. So check that out. That's 54 West 21st between 5th and 6th. There's no cover. All you got to do is say you're here for Sophie's party at the door, and that's where we get, and you get it in that way. Also, too, you know, I'm going to go into a couple more things, and of course, as always, a couple seconds, let some people get up in here. And while I'm doing that, I'm going to give you guys some events that are important stuff that's going down. On Tuesday, if you are in the Rockland County area, specifically the East Rockland School District, there is a budget that needs your vote to pass. So I'm encouraging everyone in the Rockland County, especially East Ramapo School District, I believe that's Ramapo High, Spring Valley High, middle schools, elementary schools, that whole area, go out there. Cast your vote. You know, everybody says, oh, this government's effing up and anything like that. Well, you got the chance to say something about it, dig? So take yourself over there. Call 845-577-6015 if you're not sure where you got to place your vote. But go and place your vote on Tuesday. Let your voice be heard. Let the budget get passed. Let's not rip off our kids, all right? Let's get them a good education while we can, while we got the voice too. Also, Tip Top, Big Sean, the Ballers Crew, they present the all-white affair going down at King's Palace on the 25th. And that's located at 347 37th Street between 3rd and 4th Sunset Park, Brooklyn. That's hosted by Young Gav. Ladies are free before 1 a.m., fellas 20. All right, you can hit that up through Facebook. Stick with me. I'll give you all the information for all of that. All right. We're going to do a quick show one recap for those who may have missed the first show. And everything like that. We got the chat room open, so if you're listening via PC, chime in, say what you got to say. Say everything you got to say, do what you got to do. Like I said, the chat room is open. It's on and popping. Here's what it is. We're going to take a quick 30-second or so break, you know, pay some bills, say what's up to the sponsors and all that good stuff. And we'll be right back to let the panel in. It's Ask Black Hour. Like I said, Ask Black Hour, show one recap, and we're going to go in more on that stuff, all right? Pregame Radio with Brooklyn Black.
It's your girl, Cherry Johnson, and I'm feeling good tonight. I'm sitting here next to my boy, Brooklyn Black, and we're in the pregame.
All right, 1-2-1-2, we are back. All right, we on the line. I'm going to go over the dumbasses of the week that I covered in show one. right, because a couple of them was real serious, real pressing issues that gotta be addressed. For the dumbass content, just like I said, it's on some real serious shit. Also, too, I have a new one just added to the rotation of what we call the dumbass of the week. All right, first off, you in the Virginia area, go to the doctor. Matter of fact, let me rephrase that. If you out in the Virginia area, you've done some promiscuous stuff, or you feel your partner has done some promiscuous stuff, go to the doctor. Why? Because just recently, a 45-year-old crackhead prostitute by the name of Patricia Ann Curry was arrested for prostitution. At the time of her arrest, she stated that she had unprotected sex with 50 or so men a month since she was diagnosed with HIV back in 2007. You guys do the math. I'm not sure the exact population of the state of Virginia, but 50 men a month, yes, it's a lot of dudes, you know, and these are dudes who probably got wives at home, girlfriends at home, whatever, and they're taking that shit back to them, and it's just, you know, spreading on wide type of pandemic, sorry. So if you're in the Virginia area, please, please, please take yourself to the nearest clinic, you know, get yourself checked. You can get a AIDS test done in 20 or so minutes, all right? So definitely go and do that. Call in 347-857-4302. If you are on the line and you want to get on the air, get something out, press 1 on your phone. Press 1 on your phone, your hand will go up. I see you want to get on, and I will let you on. All right, so that's how that's going down. Like I said, that's that one right there.
Dumbass.
All right. Also, too, out in Seattle, Washington, home of the Supersonics. That's the only thing I really know Seattle, Washington to be good for. Also, I guess, what's that, the birthplace of Nate Robinson. Like I said, that's pretty much all I know. But allegedly out there, you can sign a contract to beat your girlfriend and get away with it. How do I know? Because that's exactly what this 19-year-old girl did. She signs a contract with her 31-year-old boyfriend. With a 31-year-old boyfriend, and it pretty much says he has the right to beat her whenever he sees fit, as long as he does not hit her in the belly. He can kick her in the back, punch her in the face, choke her out. Anything you could think of he could do, as long as he does not hit her in the stomach. Now, the only reason why this situation came to light, because it seems that this thing had came about a while ago, but it came to light when they were at a family function and he was doing what he was contractually obligated to do, which was go outside her head. And his father tried to get in between. He slapped his father in the face. Police were called. So if anything, they're filing charges on him for just hitting his dad in the face. Because when they tried to bring up charges on him beating his girl, he's like, whoa, no, we have a contract. I can hit him as long as I don't hit him in the stomach. So due to technicalities and dumbass Northern Republics, who just took the fee and didn't bother to look over what they were signing, because if I'm not mistaken, no republic can't notarize anything if it's, I don't know, illegal. So, that no republic, the dude actually thinking he can actually do something like that and hit, not hear any repercussions, and the fact that he may walk, and if he walks, the legal system in Seattle.
Dumbass.
All right, so that's what I'm saying about that. Like I said, if you got something you want to say on these topics, hit one on your computer. Hit one on your computer, hit one on your phone, call in, I'll put you on the air. New dumbass of the week just added to the rotation. Indianapolis PD. It seems like ever since I saw that this dumbass of the week, it seems like the police have just been aching, trying to get on. I guess they want me to talk about them. But police down in Indiana, for some reason, unbeknownst to everybody, even to the damn chief of police, they decided to beat the hell out of a 15-year-old biracial boy while they were making an arrest near his home. What possibly could a 15-year-old boy say to do to have police savagely beat him? All right, I see we got a caller calling out. I believe this is Elmira, if I'm not mistaken. This is the homeboy Lucky Me, you know, the star of Hood Cooking on the line. Luck, that's you, man?
Yeah, what's going on, Brooklyn Black, man? What's going on?
All right, what's poppin'? So what's going on, man? How you feeling? How you feeling about the dumbasses I've already bestowed upon you thus far?
Well, I mean, I think, like I said, I speak about it enough that AIDS thing is major. You know, dude going around and it's a lot of that. I know where I'm at in Elmira. It's a high STD AIDS rated like area or whatever. So, you know, you just got to on your show, you know what I'm saying? You just got to let these people know that, you know, strap it up, man. We got to keep ourselves safe, you know what I'm saying, for the most part. And if you are going out there, say you are picking up a hooker or something like that, come on, you just can't be bareback mounting it. Come on.
Yeah, you can't, you know, and like I said, if you get some, you know, it's a sad thing, it's unfortunate, you know, and I feel for you, but come on. You go with a prostitute, like, come on, you're giving her money to give sex, like, the next dude ain't do the same thing about 45 minutes ago. And who knows if he want to pay a bareback mountain or not, like you would say.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying?
Like,
and you doing that, and if you got a girl or a wife or whatever, you taking that shit right back to her. And then that's more innocent people suffering for your dumbass.
You know, what I think they should do? For people who got AIDS or whatever, there should be a stamp. You should have to get stamped, like, right there by your thigh. So when somebody go down there or whatever, you go down and a girl, you see that stamp, you're like, oh, you ain't tell me, girl. You need an AIDS stamp. They should have me come up with an AIDS stamp. What you think about that?
Well, an AIDS stamp, you know, I say that would work because they make sexual offenders register, you know what I'm saying? You should register or something. It should be something that the general public knows, like, yo, I got AIDS. Like, you know what I'm saying? That puts a lot of people on the fire, like people who say didn't get it from sex, you know, who may have gotten it from drugs or were born with it because one of their parents did something stupid, you know. So that puts those people on the fire as well.
Well, they should be a different kind. Just like when you go to the club, you know, you got the 18 and under wristbands, so they got a different color. You got the 21 and over, you know what I'm saying, wristbands. So with it, they should have, like, you should be obligated to either.
Because it's funny that you used it, like, with that club reference, because also, too, 8, 9 out of 10 of the times, these diseases are getting transmitted how? Dude met girl at the party, and his quote-unquote swag was terrific, and, you know, shorty was a little intoxicated or vice versa or whatever, and next thing you know, somebody taking a pee and it burns. So I'm with you on that whole, you know, the color-coded thing. Like I said, I found that hilarious as hell.
You should, I mean,
but what do you
like, mean? I don't. It should be a card or something. They should have to carry like a card. Like, you know, if the police stop you, you need to have your ID or whatever. Like, if you have AIDS or whatever, you understand. You may have got it through drugs. Then you have a purple card. You know what I'm saying? Or you have whatever. That's why they should. I don't know. I've been thinking about that. I'm gonna come up with a song or something like that to where you have to something. I'll come up with something, but something needs to be done about this because it's only getting worse and worse. The AIDS epidemic is getting worse and worse every day.
Every day, every minute. Also too, what do you feel on the whole contract to what my girl asked me?
Well, I mean, you can't really hit the ladies. Like, honestly, you know, it shouldn't be no contract to hit the ladies. You know what I mean? As I'm getting older, I'm learning that we got to really respect these ladies because they are giving birth and, you know, A lot of things come to play. It's like for instance, I met a girl from my hair, a bunny, and one of her eyes was kind of crooked. So I was like, yo, you know what I'm saying, cross-eyed or whatever. And she was like, nah, you know, I had a stroke while giving birth. And I'm like, wow, these we, you know what I'm saying, we seeding up these females, and they got to go through them 9 months. And then not only going through the 9 months, when that baby comes out, they can die or have deformities and stuff like that. Now, she's a nice young lady, but, you know what I'm saying, pushing that big head nigga out, you know what I'm saying, stroked up, you know what I'm saying? And now she has to live like that. So I think, you know, I'm against that, let the Lord hit the ladies or whatever. But I do want to add in there, ladies, just keep your hands to yourself, and if the guy want to walk out, let him walk out.
Now, I'm going to throw another dumbass in the mix, too. For those who, and like I said, if there's someone who went to Summer Jam I want you guys to get on the line because I want to know if anyone has actually seen this. 347-857-4302. This chick, she wore fishnet pants. No drawers. Like, the video was all over World Star Hip Hop, all over YouTube, and she's walking around like that. And random niggas are just going by, grabbing ass and anything like that. Now, my thing is, it's shit like that, and then women wonder why, you know what I'm saying, they get the disrespect they get. Not saying, you know, you call one bad apple, you know, one bad apple spoils the bunch, but it that kind of applies because, you know, this is what, you know, the little girls coming up to seeing and they're thinking it's cool. You know, walk around ass out and guys talking about, Nicki Minaj got shit on you. Like, like you, like I said, like I said in the first show, you know, dudes are going to be dudes. They see a girl, they ass out there, oh, yeah. They're not going to really think, yo, that could be somebody's daughter or something like that. But that's what a woman got to think, like, yo, do I really want to put this out there? What do you say about that as a guy?
Well, I think that, you know, it's all about attention. You know, that comes from attention. You figure, you know what I'm saying, you from the hood, so you see a chick with some pom-poms on, you know what I'm saying, she's looking right, a little bun cheek hanging out the bottom and all that. Now, you want to touch them, you want to touch them little buns, but, you know, or you whistling at her, or you like, oh, you got a fat-ass mom, and she turn around and look at you, suck her teeth and all that. You're like, wow, why are you coming outside? You showing me your buns, but then I'm, you know what I'm saying, I'm letting you know I appreciate those.
And then you get mad when I say something about it.
Yeah, so, and I think they like stuff like that, the negative, you know. They want you, they may curse you out or whatever, but they like that because when you try to say, how you doing, princess, how you doing, sweetheart, you can't even get a look back. Or if you like, how you look beautiful today, instead of saying thank you and keep it moving, they keep walking. And then when they keep walking, that's when we like, you bucket at, and then we get, you know what I'm saying? So it's all about attention. They look for attention. When a girl's coming out like that, she want attention. You coming out with fish, I know her mother thought it better than that. You know what I'm saying? So she's looking for attention.
So, and also, too, at the same time, maybe her mother didn't teach her no better. So if I have a woman in the call queue, hit one on your phone. I want to, you know, I've been talking about a lot of women-related dumbasses of the week as of late. So definitely I would like a woman to call in, even a mature one. If this is your first time calling in, hit one on your phone, and I want to get you on the air. I want your views on this, too. Me and Lucky Me, we run in the panel. This is the Ask Black Owl, so call in with all your questions, everything like that. We're taking a call out of the 718.
Hello?
What's good? You were in the pregame. Yeah.
What's good? Hey, Black. This is Athena. How you doing?
Oh, Athena, what's up, mama?
What's good? What's good? I just posted up a Morris Day fishnet for you since you brought up the lady in the fishnet thing, you know, when she was wearing the fishnet there for you. I really don't have, this is my first time actually listening in. I actually got a chance to listen in live. So, you know, I just, you know, new to the thing, so.
you know, so.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
So right now, you know, we're pretty much just going in on that, like, and even we're going about that with the girl out in Seattle, giving her boyfriend a contract to beat her ass.
Oh.
Now you
have a woman. Right there. Yeah, that's some craziness right there. I think she's sick. That's some sick, you know, maybe she liked that, you know, that rough stuff, you know. Maybe she liked that roughneck stuff. Some women like that, you know. And then it also depends on if she has a relationship with her father. Maybe she is used to that type of thing. You know, like some women think that when a man does that, that's their way of showing that they love them, you know. And so it could just be misplaced. You know, what's the word I'm looking for? Basically, she doesn't really understand what love is, or she thinks that is love. If a dude is beating on her, that's love, you know. So that could have some weight in it, too, you know.
Okay, duly noted. I'm going to take another call out of the 917. I think I'm going to make myself like the unofficial mayor of 917. I don't know what I'm going to call the town, though. Because 917, they play this show real heavy, and I'm always going to say it because that's always the case. 917, y'all always play this show heavy, but 917-843, you are live in the pregame. What's good?
Hey, as far as the contract, and like the caller just said, maybe she thinks that's, you know, that's how it's supposed to be. And also with the females that come out showing everything they got, it's all a matter of self-esteem. A lot of young women today, they don't know what it is to be proud of themselves or have any kind of feeling as far as they are someone important, they're someone special, and they're just putting themselves out there because they want the attention. Just because they want the attention doesn't mean that they have to get it. And it's just as though, what about the back in the time, back in the day, where, you know, there's nothing left to mystery. Everybody knows what you got and what you're working with, but it all goes back to self-esteem. And maybe, you know, maybe you said mother didn't teach you, but you have to also understand a lot of the young females, their mothers are maybe only 15, 16 years older than they are, and they're wearing each other's clothes. So it goes back to self-esteem. And because of how things are going on today, all that has gone. That's like, you know, the respect for yourself. Also, you know, the men that's out there, you want your daughter looking like that? Is that really what you want her to portray as a female? So it's a lot of stuff that, you know, you have to look at, and it's misplaced transference of attention. And I totally agree with the previous caller. That's my take
okay,
on
so
it.
That's what- Okay, so that's where we're at. 917, you know, stay with us for a little bit. You know, we may be calling back on you. We got Eb in the building. Eb has finally got here. I think, you know, she had problems with her cab into the studio or something. But we finally got Eb up in here. And we got Jay here. I think, you know, Jay has some technical difficulties and all that. So we got the normal panel is all here and assembled. We got Lucky Me. We got Eb and we got Jay in the building. What's going on, y'all?
Yo, what's poppin'?
I had some
technical difficulty as well, and I've come in on like the ass end part of what you was just saying. So can you tell me what it is that you are discussing with the panel this evening and with your listeners?
Well, pretty much we were going in on the dumbasses of the week that I've been announcing, and this week it's just pretty much been women out there in the news on some real crazy shit. Like in Seattle, a 19-year-old pregnant woman gives her boyfriend permission by contract to beat her as he pleases as long as it's not in the belly during the time of her pregnancy.
Wow. Well, I can't even fathom why that needed to come about in the first place. This is not some indigenous country where, you know, you bought her, his father gave a cow for her and he gets to do what he wants to her, but, you know, there's some stipulations. I don't understand why that even came about. What was the point of that?
I don't know. You know, but only reason why it came to light as of recently because there was an altercation at the family house and where his father tried to, you know, step in and say, hey, what are you doing? Knock that shit off. He socked his father.
Wow. So it seems like
so when they're trying to bring him up on charges, he's like, whoa, you can't charge me for hitting my wife. I got a contract saying I could do that whenever I want.
Well, you know what?
I didn't notarize it. Now, hold on. Now, also, too, I say the notary public who did it, they also deserve credit for being a dumbass because, if I'm not mistaken, whatever they notarize, they have to look over to make sure everything, legal?
Yeah. Well, with the notary, they just have to make sure that the person that is signing is actually the person. You know, of course, you should always review anything you put your name on, but a lot of them don't. They're just trying to get that extra couple of dollars, so they just probably wanted to make sure that he was who he said she was and she was who she said she was before they signed, because you're supposed to sign in front of the notary. That's the point of getting it notarized. That person is verifying that you are who you say you are, and the statements that you're making is true. I don't think it was I think it was maybe a poor man's attempt at a prenup.
because I mean that's the only thing that comes to mind right now. I can't see someone saying, "Hey, by the way, I'm just going to come up with a contract that's going to allow you to disrespect me at your leisure." I can't fathom that. I really can't.
Wow. Did you say poor man's prenup? That's amazing.
Poor man's prenup. That was a contract.
So let me get this straight. Like, for us niggas that don't got no money, we reserve the right to beat a woman.
Yeah, boy,
instead
look,
of withholding the money from
them. Yeah, look, I guess that's what they were implying with their contract. That, I can't imagine what circumstances would have led them to even come up with that in the first place. But,
yeah, me neither. But I have a question.
You got a question? What's up?
I don't want to sound anti-Semitic or racist or anything like that because I'm not, but was they white?
Yeah.
I knew it. They should give Jerry Springer a call because there's a place for them on
Seattle?
The show.
Where in Seattle?
Yeah, Seattle, Washington.
Wow.
I guess somewhere where there's not a lot of black people, I guess. I don't know.
That's
but,
not a, and that's, and Seattle, Washington is not some little hick place. This is a city.
Yeah, this
a
is a
well-known
major city.
Yeah, well-known city. And, yeah, like I said, that was just a poor man's prenup. That's all they could come up with, unfortunately. I guess that's the best they could do. I don't know. That's wild.
All right. And also to those who are on the line, you know, hold tight. We're here in the halfway month, so you know halfway month. You know, I play off featured artist who this week is a lady out of New York called Mitsu Rock. She's pioneering this new type of genre called hip rock. She got this joint called Guard Up. I think it's kind of catchy, you know, if I heard it in a club, you know, I wouldn't be mad if I saw something dancing to it. So I figured I'd put you guys on to it and see what y'all feel on it. But like I said, that'll be in a couple of minutes, so we're still going in on this subject. Jay, y'all got people in Virginia, right?
Yeah.
All right,
so
I'm in contact with them.
Well, I would definitely suggest you make contact and make sure they go to their local clinic because the main premier creme la creme dumbass of the week is Patricia Ann Curry. Patricia Ann Curry is a 45-year-old crackhead who supports her habit by prostitution. She was recently picked up for prostitution, where during interrogation she admitted to detectives that she was diagnosed with HIV back in 2007 and since had unprotected sex with an average of 50 men in a month.
Damn.
Wow.
That nigga's got to stop paying
for that. Is that 50 men per month since her diagnosis?
Yeah.
2007? That's 3 years ago. That's 36 months. Can somebody do the math?
Let's see. 36 times 50?
Yeah, that's fucking crazy. That's like, what?
That leaves 1,800 men every 3 years she would infect with HIV.
That she has possibly infect.
Even though even if you don't use protection, not everybody gets infected for some random reason.
That's true.
But dude, I'm sorry, but this is HIV.
But
this
all,
is not,
all
you
uncircumcised guys out there, you're more vulnerable.
I think, too, that they're just trying to... let me ask you this. Is she black?
Yeah, she is.
Okay. I think, too, what they're trying to do is create more... They're trying to create a fear, a scare again with this HIV shit. They couldn't get the fear levels up that they thought they were going to get with this swine flu thing. That didn't pan out the way they thought. So now they're trying to say HIV is making a comeback. Because if I think correctly, like maybe about a week ago, they were doing a panel that medical people were getting together and discussing the scary new high infection rate among young black males. I mean, so it's like
they're trying to create some kind of panic again and again try to introduce into the minority community this HIV shit. But not that it doesn't exist, but I ask you, when's the last time you heard of somebody dying from it? How many people do you know have it, and how many people you know people that have it? I mean, I can't say I know one person that's HIV positive, and either these people have it and they lying, or they just really not dying from it no more.
All right, true indeed. So we at the halfway mark. So we're gonna come into that. We're gonna come back to that after this little quick musical break. This is the panel, 3-game part 2. Lucky Me, New City. Jay coming out, calling out of the BX. This is what we're doing. Everyone who is in the queue that want to get something out, like I said, hit one of your phones. I will get to you, promise. But we'll be back in a little bit. This is Pre-Game Radio Part 2. All right. What you think on that?
Yeah, I definitely agree with Luck on that. That was real catchy tune, real mood lifter. It sort of reminds me of It sort of reminds me of a Gwen Stefani thing too. Just like I said, just the catchiness to it. I like it. This is up, and I just definitely see Luck up there on a remix. I see that.
All right, Jay, what about you, man? What you think on that? Like, would that be on your MP3 player or your walk to work?
It was a catchy tune. I don't know about my walk to work. I can agree with the little wake up and, you know, pump that right there. You know, I might even play it for my daughters and everything like that, but I don't know about just to walk the streets. It's perky, though.
All right, so we can come on a clear consensus. It's good?
Thumbs up.
It's good.
Thumbs up.
All right, cool. So she gets that. Now, hopping right back into this conversation, it came across my attention that I have an actual Notary Public on the line to defend the work of Notary Public. So I'm going to let her back on.
No.
And she's going to, you know, give you guys some things. Also, too, if you're in the call queue and you want to get something out, press 1 on your phone. All right, I know you guys, I tried to say something, I couldn't say nothing. Because I don't know you want to say something. Press 1 on your phone. You want to say something. I see your hand go up. You are on the air.
Hey.
All right. Ms. Notary, you there?
Yeah, I'm here. As a notary, just because someone brings you a document and they have ID and you read over it, especially when it's something handwritten or something personal, when you read it, you do not have to notarize it. And actually, if something like that were to come by way of New York, more than likely, if one of them decided to press charges against the other, the notary would have to stand charges and lose their accreditation as being a notary, because you actually are notarizing and saying, yes, go ahead, I'm making this legal. And it's as though if you were to get something and the letter says, I, so-and-so, will kill so-and-so by tomorrow at noon, and they show you ID, and you notarize it, you're going down with the person that committed the crime. So a notary does not have to sign everything that comes before them because the person has ID.
Okay. That was good to know.
Look like she done told you.
No, that's good to know.
No, you can't do that. You can't, because you can be brought up on
charges. Nobody was talking about notaries in a bad way, though. It wasn't bad. It was just saying that.
No, I mean, it's what people need to know. And if you don't know, then that's why they need to ask somebody. And a notary that did it, if they did all that, and a notary can't charge more than $2. You did all that for $2? Come on now. Come on, son. $2? $2? And now you're gonna lose, you could risk losing your license and going to jail for what?
So wait, may I ask, how much is it to get certification to be a notary?
It all depends on the state that you're in, because you have to take the test, you have to buy your own seal, and you have to be certified every year through the county clerk. So this is a legal license, so you don't put all that on the line for $2.
That's what I was getting at. Like, you got to put all that for $2? All right, thank you, Ms. Notary. Stay with us. We'll put you on hold. Stay with us. We'll probably be getting into more stuff. But like I said, this is the Ask Black Hour, where me and the panel, we take your questions and anything like that. Let's see. Actually, I'm going to give a shout-out to my caller out in VA, out in Virginia and Richmond. I have a caller from Richmond, so he probably wants to say a lot of stuff about what we've been talking about, especially since this lady, Patricia Ann Curry, being from Virginia. 804-912, you with me? He's there. Hello? We'll come back to him. I guess we'll come back to him. But matter of fact, Jay, what's going down on your side? What's going on at 2460? You know, you got any sales, anything going down over there?
Any sales? Well, right now, we've got a $25 Bluetooth. It's really small, good quality, and we're still in the middle of the Evo release. They're flying out of there like hotcakes. We can't even keep them in the store. None of my stock ever lasts more than a day.
Okay, so
Can you tell us what that new Evo phone, what it's capable of? Can you tell us what that phone does?
Okay, I'm just the guy for the job on that one. All right, first of all, it's got a 1 gigahertz processor. Now, I don't know if you guys know this, but 1 gigahertz is a lot. There's computers that are sitting in people's houses with slower processors than that.
Mm-hmm.
And that's going to do a lot of stuff. Like, it's going to make the phone run faster. It's going to be able to allow it to multitask like no other phone. But the big thing is the 4G network. Now, it's not everywhere. Texas is covered all over the place. But that's like their home base area. But it's coming to all the major cities. On the 4G network, it's going to be faster than Sprint's already fast network. You're going to be able to talk on the phone while you're using your internet, while you're receiving your texts.
I don't give a in my kitchen, nigga.
Your emails.
I don't give a in my kitchen.
Then I have a 8-megapixel camera. And it's got a 1.3-megapixel camera for webcams. You're going to be able to do webcam sessions on your cell phone with other people. You know,
so that pretty much makes it like
world.
A Skype-capable phone.
Yep. It's going to be able to do all of that stuff. And it's going to have all the applications behind it that Google comes with.
How much is a phone like that worth?
Well, you see, if with a new contract or a qualifying upgrade, there's $300 with a $100 mailer rebate. Now, there's one other special thing about this phone. You see, with the wireless services, you can get a Wi-Fi gateway, and the average one supports about 5 devices. This phone is going to be able to send out a wireless signal that will give you Wi-Fi internet for 8 devices, and it's going to cost half the price that a gateway normally costs to run that on your phone.
Wow. That sounds pretty awesome. And you really know your stuff. You really just plugged that phone, real talk. They should give you a bonus for that.
So, yeah,
I wish it was that easy.
2460. So, yeah, check them out, 2460 Grand Concourse, Bronx, New York. Mention pregame radio, get 10% off your accessory. All right, depending on how much the accessory is, 10% could go a long way, Ab.
Shut up, son.
Also, too, I want to give a big shout-out to homegirl Vanessa Alvarez. She won the preliminary round at Amateur Night at the Apollo, and she's up for the semifinals on July 21st. All the ticket info will be made available once I get that out there.
I just want to say that even though I know my stuff, that lucky me still has never come to buy a phone from my store after he bought one from Justin, the white boy down in California.
Oh, yeah, let's go into that one because, see, what happened was I was working at that place and we was at the Palisades Mall, and as normal, Lucky Me came to come check me out, and he wanted to get a phone. So I told him, like, yo, this is the price of the phone. Yeah, he hits me with the normal, like, the customer, I'll be back. Like we don't go back like car seats or some shit. Next thing you know, we look over the ledge. Me and Jay, we look over the ledge. We see him signing a contract with the white boy.
For the
getting
same
the phone
company.
From the same phone I showed him.
Wow.
Now, you know what it be sometimes with family and your boys, you expect them to give you the super, super hood deals, and when you don't get the hood deals, you're like, ah. But
since I didn't give you the hood deal, you went to the white boy who gave it to you at the same price I was giving it to you anyway. So he didn't even give you a discount. And any discount that he would have gave, Jay could have matched it.
Nah, you know what it was? They talk about a rebate that I never even mailed in. They gave me a rebate I didn't even mail in.
So, yeah,
so
we was going to give you the same mailing rebate.
Yeah, they didn't go the rebate.
Yeah, that's how Lucky earned the title of Benedict Black Man, because we felt betrayed. And that's where he was at for a while in Palisades right there.
Wow. Well, I mean, that, I was 11 teen back then, you know what I mean? That was like 30 years ago.
I had 11 teen. But also, too, all the fathers in the room, fathers that's in the greater New York area, if you guys want to hit up a barbecue where you ain't got to cook, and you could just be honest for doing the things you do, then you want to go to this jam going on at Von King Park in Brooklyn, corner of Marcy and Tompkins on the 20th. There's going to be a free concert. What's up?
Sorry to cut you off. Go ahead.
It's gonna be a free concert and free barbecue, and you can bring your own stuff if you want to, but you know, why if you don't have to? I'm sorry, Marcy Thompson Van Buren, sorry about that. But look, you got something to say?
No, I was going to say, being that we're talking about the Palisades Mall, and it came to my attention, I don't know if it was early this week or last week, about the guy that robbed the mall, Victoria's Secret in the mall.
Now, from what I heard, he just took the night deposit from Victoria's Secret, but from now, there's other reports saying he took underwear and all this other crazy. Now,
is the mall
anyone
safe?
That's worth in that mall? Now, anyone that's worked in that mall, worked in any mall, worked in retail, knows the Spotlight Victoria's Secret comes out with a real good count out at the end of the night. So I see the person who did pull it off. He had to work there or used to work there because then he knew. So I say that was definitely an inside job.
Is the Palisades Mall getting gangster? Is it really getting that dangerous in Rockland County?
Actually, I've heard that it is because heroin has hit there like a hurricane. You know, before back in the day, the strongest thing you probably find out there was crack.
Yeah,
but
I've been hearing about that a lot. A couple of my friends they're messing with that stuff, and you know what I mean. I'm trying to talk them out of that stuff. That stuff is no good. I lost some relationships with some snow bunnies just because they mess with that.
So you know, it's more so on. It's like that. Like that drug is really like heroin. That's just I can't even. It's like it's Rockland County turning into West Baltimore. Those who watch The Wire know understand the reference, but. 804, so it seems 804 is actually ready to get on the line. So 804, you are live. Finally, what's going on? He falling asleep? 804.
Yeah, what's going on, fam?
There we go.
Hey, first things first. About the female that signed a contract for her, for her old man to beat on her anytime that he feels. You know, there's a few very.
As long as he doesn't hit her in the belly.
You know, about the female that signed a contract for her boyfriend to beat on her anytime that he feels. There's a few variables about that. You know, is she sane? You know, for signing a contract like that. No man should have that much power over a woman to convince her to be able to sign a contract like that. So there must be something wrong with her. And the females that come outside with the fishnet and nothing on, what kind of family does she come from? Does she come from a family with a mother and father? You know, because my daughter would never walk out of a house looking nothing like that. No. You know, and it's just the society today produces a whole lot of that stuff by video, by TV, and it's just insane. You know, and it doesn't make any sense to me. And with that, I'm gone. All right now. Holler back at your boy.
All right, so that's pretty much it. So where are you on the whole with the woman in VA out there spreading her germ to everybody?
Well, with the woman being beat, just like I said, you know,
Not the one being beat. I'm talking about the lady in Virginia who's giving everybody her germ, who's intentionally giving everybody AIDS.
Like somebody said, that could be a scare tactic, you know, because there's a lot of Johns running the street, and they bust maybe 50 of them a month, you know, so that could be a scare tactic for them to stop riding up and down the streets picking up them females.
Okay, because you are in Virginia, right? So, like, do you know, like, firsthand, like, is the rate out there that crazy for it to be that she could possibly be infecting 50 guys a month?
Well, I'm from Virginia, but I have no idea about all of that stuff. I stay far away from that type of madness.
I hear that. But now that you're on the air, is there any shout-outs you want to give? Because I know you've been trying to get on board for a while, so... is there any shout-outs you want to give, anything you got going on you want to put out there? We got about 10 minutes left in the show, so I'm going to give you the floor for a couple of seconds.
Yeah, I like to give a shout-out to my fam, to CW that spoke earlier, to you, Brooklyn Black, to my niece, NW, you know, and to everybody in the Brooklyn area. I like to give a shout-out to.
All right, shout-out to Brooklyn. All right, Shorty Doo, I'm calling out of VA. Stay with us. We got about, like I said, about to wrap this up. We got 8 minutes left in the show. So that's what we're going to do. And it's funny, and also, too, something funny that's come across my desk, and it's not really dumbass material, but I feel as a fan of hip-hop, I got to speak on it since I have this open platform like I got to. Everyone is well aware now of who Nick Minaj is, and everyone is aware of who Lil' Kim is. And now the hip-hop community has been saying for years, yeah, she bit off Kim's style, Stevie paid homage to Kim and anything like that. And even after Kim got out, people were saying that, but she wasn't saying anything. But my thing is, why all of a sudden now, Lil' Kim, she wants to go on this campaign now and start calling people out? Look, what you think about that, you being a rapper, like, say, you know, you've been out and you got this longevity, and then 10 years down the line, somebody with your exact same style come out. You're gonna go on this campaign. Oh, that nigga need to pay homage to me. He stole, you know, he took my shit. He swagger jacked me. You're gonna be on or not?
Well, you can look at it two ways. You can look at it like from my perspective. And I'm look at all right. I either look at it like I'm bigger than that person. That person will never do what I did. And then that's it, and whatever. But if I have a project coming out, me knowing how I'm big on promotion, it's all about promotion. A project coming out, and this can, like, you know, get people interested in me again. Like, say, if I was behind the scenes and somebody was, you know what I'm saying, they want to start saying they missed New City or whatever, now I can be like, oh, what are you doing? Because I have a CD coming out, or I got a movie coming out. I can create interest in what's going on, but as far as that situation, I just want to say, even though they rap different, she still took her thing. Her thing is the Barbie thing, and that's always been Lil' Kim thing, and Nicki Minaj. Like I said, we can go back. I knew Nicki Minaj, like, really knew her from when she was regular, and so, you know, it is what it is. But yeah, she's biting a little bit, but. They rap different.
All right, F that. We gotta take it straight, brass tacks. Lil' Kim and Nicki, who you going with?
Lil' Kim.
Huh?
Lil' Kim.
You going with Kim?
Yeah.
All right, Athena, you back on the line. Who you going with, Kim or Nicki?
Well, actually, I never heard any. I don't listen to Nicki. I never listened to any of her music, so I'll have to just say Lil' Kim. Is up the strength. I really don't listen to Nicki Minaj, so.
All right, Ed, where are you with it?
I don't know, son. Real talk. Nicki Minaj get on my nerves with her $2 rhymes. Her shit is whack. It's fucking corny. This dumb shit she be saying. And Kim, I think Kim's focus now should be CEO or COO of her own label. I think her time as an entertainer, as a performer,
is more or less done. Once she did that Dancing with the Stars, it was a wrap.
All right, Jay, what about you, Nikki or Kim?
I think I'm going to go with Kim, but fuck that whole biting shit. Everybody gets replaced in time. It's time for her to stop trying to be an artist. We don't want to see her shake them old ass kids. Go home, start signing some artists and do some producing or some shit like that, because we don't really need to see all of that. As far as Nicki Minaj, she need to just leave her alone. She sound like Bobby Brown trying to get at Usher. Just drop it. Just drop it.
All right, we got to take another caller calling out of the 917. 917-455, what's up? You live in the pregame.
It's me again.
Okay, lady, still. So where are you at with this?
I would have said Kim before this incident, but I don't like the way she's handling it, so she's forcing me to go with Nikki, simply because everyone is influenced by someone else, and when she did come out, she did acknowledge her and say that she, you know, gets a lot of her stuff from her, a lot of her influence does come from her. She pretty much did pay homage when she came out. She does not have to be on her second on her tip throughout her whole career, though, either.
I could dig that. I feel you coming with on that one.
That's just that.
Me, just because I'm kind of with Eb, like Nicki Minaj. Like, if a video comes on, if I mute it, I can get through it, because, like, her voice, it starts a migraine.
Yeah, I don't like her stuff at all.
I doubt she actually sounds like that, but I don't know. That's why I'm not on that. We got about 3 minutes left, so here's the point in time where we get all of the shout-outs and all the party things out and everything like that. Check out Mr. New City with his hood cooking. Also, too, he's doing this thing, Hood Fitness. So he's teaching you guys how to stay fit all the way out of Elmira. So check him out, Hood Cooking Season 2, Hood Fitness Season 1. So check him out with that. Also, check out Ebony's Cheesecakes, EbonyWright@yahoo.com. I mean, you know, I put up some work on my Facebook already, so you guys got a little preview of what it is. And if you want to know what it tastes like, it's like you're biting into a rainbow of all that is awesome.
That's funny. That's what's up, son. That's what's up.
A rainbow?
So, yes, like you're biting into a rainbow of all that is awesome.
Pause.
That is what Eb's Cheesecakes taste like. And I was
like an oral orgasm.
Okay, Brooklyn, when's the last time you bit into a rainbow? Pause. What's wrong with you, son? What's wrong with you? You couldn't find a better one than that.
That's what I'm saying, though. Like, it's nothing. It's like nothing you ever encounter again.
You the best. Eat it,
man. Well, I like to buy another fabulous cheesecake.
Okay. All right, as you see, the man is trying to close in. We got a couple minutes left. I want to thank everybody who was part of this show. Lucky me, and Miss Athena, thank you.
Peace, Athena.
Peace, Ab.
You know, I thank all you guys. Mel Keys Communications, check out also Detachable Heel System on Facebook. Check them out. This is some revolutionary thing that's about to happen to the shoe game. For you ladies and gentlemen, from what I hear, also with us men. So be on the lookout for that. Check us out next week, BrooklynBLK@gmail.com, with all of your guest suggestions, your music suggestions, all your events. If you got something you want to be the topic of the show, let me know, and we make it happen, all right? So like I said, I want to thank anybody for coming out tonight. If you want a pregame, do it safe. Get a designated driver or call a cab. You heard? You guys be good. I'll see you next week.
Later.
All right.